When is the last time you had a picnic?
Have you seen the aesthetic picnics trending on social media? Today, we are discussing how to picnic in high style with low-key effort. Hello, and welcome to the 78th episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast, where I take even the most frazzled and inexperienced hostess and turn them into a confident and happy hostess. I'm your host, Christy Lalonde, and today we are discussing all the pros and cons of having an aesthetic picnic as a way to create a new, memorable experience with your friends. But first, I want to remind you that Tuesday, May 14th, the day this episode is releasing, is the very last day to use the 30% off code for the Happy Cookbook Party. If the Happy Cookbook Party is new to you, we are kicking off a new community where we take one cookbook at a time and use it as our guide to baby step our way to become the hostess with the mostest. We are trying recipes in real time together, virtually, and honing our hosting skills and learning from each other. We're using Pizzazzery, Entertain in Style by Courtney Whitmore as our very first cookbook. Find out more at happycookbookparty.com. And don't forget your code HH30 will take 30% off the lifetime of your membership. And getting back to today's topic, it's starting to get warmer and the weather will start being a little more predictable here in Kentucky because summer is fast approaching, which means outdoor entertaining will be starting soon as well. You may have noticed on social media that aesthetic picnics have been a big trend and had been for the last couple of years. They have been all over Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everywhere. What I like about this trend is that it's totally out of the everyday norm of what we would do normally to get together with our friends. So that makes it fun and all the more special. Picnics can be low-key and simple or very elaborate. But either way, it makes for a very fun aesthetic experience, either way you choose to plan it. So let's talk about the different kinds of picnics that are trending. And I'm going to give you some tips for having your own aesthetic picnic that requires very little expense, effort, or stress. But it pays off big in the making memories and having fun categories. I feel like these picnics on social media fall into different types or categories. The first kind is basically like a full-blown party with photo backdrops, balloon displays, a complete ornate table setting. But the main difference is that they are using low-to-the-ground tables and using cushions for seating instead of using a traditional table height and chairs. It's not so much about the location of the picnic. It could be in someone's backyard, or basically anywhere outdoors or even indoors. But the main thing is that it's on the low-to-the-ground picnic-style seating. About 6 years ago, before this was really trending, we did this at my daughter's 13th birthday. And since it really hadn't started to trend yet, the girls couldn't understand why they were sitting on the ground with pillows instead of sitting at a normal table and chairs. It made for a really cute party, but I laugh thinking back about their confused faces. They just didn't realize they were experiencing the start of a very new, big trend. Then there's the type of picnic that is similar in the way that a lot of effort is put into the table and the place settings, but the main emphasis is on the location. It might be a beautiful park overlooking a lake, the beach, but the big part is that the picnic is in a beautiful location. Luxury picnic businesses are popping up everywhere that specialize in creating this experience for you, and all you have to do is reserve a date and confirm the location. They come set up everything for you, food, flowers, you name it. Some have umbrellas to shade you from the sun. They leave you to enjoy the picnic, and then they come and pick everything up and clean up for you. Now, obviously, this is a very simple and easy way to do it, and I would love to try it sometime, but you also miss out on all the fun of planning it. Lastly, there is the type of aesthetic picnic that's trending. And it's really pretty much the traditional idea of picnicking where you spread out blankets and everyone sits on the blankets and eats there on the ground. The only difference is that the aesthetics are always forefront and really kept in mind that everything's really pretty. And that's where I'm going to camp out a little today because it is a super easy way to get friends together and create new memories and do it with some style. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you went on a picnic? Especially a pretty one. This is what we did for our daughter's 18th birthday. I had been planning on a somewhat elaborate tea party, but the location didn't work out at the very last minute. So when I asked her what she wanted to do, she said she wanted to have a simple picnic where they sit on the ground with blankets, but she wanted it to be pretty and for all the girls to wear dresses. I was all about this because, like I said, it was the last minute and only had about a week's notice to get it together. But really, I didn't even need that much time. It turned out to be so simple. My daughter wanted to have a cake, something to drink, and finger foods. So I went to Trader Joe's and bought a few bottles of sparkling lemonade and a Fresh Market to buy a simple but very cute cake. Now for the finger foods. One of the downsides of picnics, at least for me, is food sitting out in the open, low to the ground. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies because obviously, bugs are drawn to food, and that just gives me the icks. So, to avoid that, I decided to make each girl their own little box of finger foods. And goodness, it turned out so much cuter that way. Plus, we had a couple of girls with food allergies, and it made it really simple to get everyone to have their own boxes be individualized for them, but not have to draw attention to the fact that they had different items in their box. Girls at that age never seem to want to draw attention to themselves or being different in any way. So it turned out perfectly. To make the boxes, I bought white rectangular bakery boxes that had a clear window on top. Most of the food items I used were pre-made, like cookies, crackers, white chocolate covered pretzels, nuts, cheese, fruit, and pre-cut vegetables. So all I needed to do was make some finger sandwiches and spruce up all the food items to make them cute. I used cookie cutters to make the cheese look like little flowers and wrapped up vegetables in wax paper and twine. I added curly ribbon and small flowers from the craft store to make the food look festive. It was giving off charcuterie vibes, but it was really more along the line of finger foods. It was arranged in a casual but aesthetic way. Then I used more of the craft decorative flowers on the outside of the box once I closed it. It turned out so much prettier than I anticipated, and the girls went on and on about how cute they were. I realize this is the sort of thing that's kind of difficult to describe, and I hope you can picture it, but I'm going to put pictures on my Instagram post this week so you can get a really clear idea of what the picnic actually looked like. For decorations, we only used a couple of pink tablecloths on the ground and a picnic basket of flowers. The flowers weren't even arranged. I just placed them in one side of the basket. Girls that age are all about pictures that they're going to take during an event, so they all decided to wear dresses, and I will say, even I was surprised at how beautiful everything was. When all I did was put together some food boxes, buy a cake, flowers, and a few bottles of lemonade. It was truly the most simple party I have ever done, and I think it was definitely one of the most successful. The girls loved it, and they posted pictures galore for days. And since I've done it now, I do have some tips if you're planning your own aesthetic picnic. There are a couple of things to keep in mind when planning. First, you need to be flexible. I mean, weather is a real thing, and it can put a big dent into your plans. So if you aren't flexible on your date and time, you need to have a backup plan. You can pick a location that has shelters in case of rain or have an indoor place as a backup. As for location, you need to make sure your location allows that sort of thing. We had ours at the Arboretum that's owned by the University of Kentucky, so people are totally allowed to have picnics there if they like. It's also good to scout out the location in advance at the same time of day that you're planning to have your picnic. You want to find a somewhat secluded spot with some shade. Second, if your location of your picnic spot is far away from where you need to park, it's a good idea to borrow or use a wagon to carry everything. I didn't think of that until the day or the morning of the picnic, so I didn't have time to borrow or buy one myself. It would have been so much easier just to make the one trip with the wagon instead of making several trips to the car back and forth, because the spot we chose for the picnic was a bit of a hike from the parking lot. depending upon what type of food that you have, it's nice to have a cooler on wheels so that you can keep perishable items cold until it's time to set up and eat. You also want to make sure that you bring plenty of trash bags, paper towels, or anything that you might need to clean up your spot or for any mishaps that you have. You want to leave your location in the same condition that you found it. So we covered the big trends that are happening right now in picnics with the different styles and possibilities available and how you can create your own aesthetic picnic that is big in style points but low in the categories of effort and stress. And remember, the 14th is the last day to use the HH30 code for the Happy Cookbook Club. The link is in the show notes. I would love to see you inside the party. Until next week, bye for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate, and review it on your podcast app. It would mean the world to me. If you need links for anything mentioned during this episode, head over to happyhostesscollective.com and you'll find them in the show notes. A new episode comes out every Tuesday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have a great week.